Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Friday, May 14, 2021 is Union of Bulgaria and Romania. Several failed proposals were made during the 19th and 20th centuries to unify Bulgaria and Romania into a common state, under either a federation, a personal union, or a confederation. Such ideas found support, especially in Bulgaria, and there were several opportunities to realize them. Proposals usually came from Bulgarians, but it was Romanians who were to hold the leading positions. These ultimately failed because of cultural and political differences between both peoples and the opposition from great powers like Austria-Hungary and especially Russia. This idea had historical precedents. Bulgarians and Romanians had first lived together under the rule of the First Bulgarian Empire, which extended its power into areas that form part of Romania today, under the Second Bulgarian Empire, established through the cooperation of Bulgarians and Vlachs, Romanians, and under the Ottoman Empire, which defeated the Second Bulgarian Empire and conquered and ruled territories populated by Bulgarians and Romanians for centuries. During the late 18th century, a popular concept emerged in the Balkans, the federalization of the region, aimed at fighting nearby empires and solving conflicts between its peoples. The idea eventually spread in Bulgaria and Romania's predecessors, Moldavia and Wallachia, gaining some support by figures such as Georgi Savorikovsky. After the establishment of an autonomous Bulgarian principality and the full independence of Romania in 1878, relations between the countries were enhanced and there were several Romanian nominees for the Bulgarian throne. These were King Carol I of Romania and the nobleman Gheorghe Bibescu, son of a former Wallachian prince. The eventual choice in 1879 was Alexander of Battenberg, a German. Although Alexander had good relations with Romania, he was forced to abdicate in 1886 following a period of political turmoil in Bulgaria caused by Russia, which tried to exert its influence over the country. Due to this, Stefan Stambolov, who was politically anti-Russian, became leader of the regions. Stambolov tried again to establish a personal union with Romania, and negotiations were conducted. Carol I would be the head of such a state with either two separate governments or a single, united one. Though Carol I had an interest in becoming ruler of Bulgaria, Russia strongly opposed this. Russia threatened to break off diplomatic relations with Romania and to invade it in Bulgaria, forcing Carol I to forget about the possibility. Afterwards, Ferdinand of Saxe-Coburg and Gotha was elected Prince of Bulgaria in June 1887. New approaches to effect a union were attempted decades later in the communist era, especially by Georgi Dimitrov, but the Soviet Union strongly rejected them. Joseph Stalin, its leader, deemed the proposal unthinkable. A Bulgarian-Romanian union was never established. The disapproval of several great powers, the differences in the Bulgarians and the Romanians' national goals, and the lack of actual interest or even opposition between these peoples prevented it. The idea of the federalization of the Balkans, which had great support in its time, diminished across the region after the conflicts at the beginning of the 20th century that occurred throughout Europe and, later, the violent breakup of Yugoslavia. Despite all this, the emergence of the European Union, of which Bulgaria and Romania have been members since 2007, has revitalized the idea. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:40 UTC on Friday, May 14, 2021. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Union of Bulgaria and Romania. This podcast is produced by Odd Bulls May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTGPod on Twitter. Odd Bulls May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Kevin Nurl. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.